quality education abroad versus Nigeria. So what do you want to hear first? Is it the NMA story, or do you want to hear my NYSC experience at orientation camp? Let me see. Okay, NMA should come first. So NMA is calling for the investigation of quality of medical education offered in Ukraine. Especially those studying medicine in some foreign countries, especially Ukraine. The NMA national president, NMA is Nigeria Medical Association, by the way. So the NMA national president, Dr. Uche Roland Ojemma, who made the call during a press conference in Umahia, Abia State, to mark the 2023 Physicians Week, warned against lowering the standard for licensing foreign-trained doctors. Take note of that. That's what we'll come back to. Lowering the standard for licensing foreign-trained doctor. According to the NMA, those trying to foist ill-trained graduates on Nigeria as doctors are only making the treatment of a disease worse than the disease. NMA wishes to denounce the persistent attempts by certain individuals and bodies to interfere with regulation of medical education and standards, especially as it relates to board licensing of foreign-trained medical graduates. We have reviewed in detail the processes and content of these exams, and we make bold to say that any medical graduate that fails them should be humble enough to seek help and not engage in brazen arm twisting and blackmail. As stated in the Physician's Pledge, we shall do all within our power to defend the honor and noble traditions of medicine. We wonder why it is only the medical profession that faces this onslaught. Other causes are also read in Ukraine, Sudan, Egypt, and Belarus. Why must medicine be forced to accept all and sundry to practice, whether qualified or not? If our government does not value the life of Nigerians, then NMA does, and shall insist on not unleashing terror on Nigerians by licensing unqualified medical and dental graduates. I'll take a pause there. So the key thing is this. You see those doctors that were trained abroad. Chances are that when they are told to write their exams for licensing here in Nigeria, some of them fail. Some of them feel like, oh, because they schooled abroad, they have an edge over every other person. So they're supposed to be given some form of, I don't want to use the word preferential treatment, but I schooled abroad, though. I schooled abroad. I'm a foreign-trained medical doctor. And I decided that, you know what, we won't make this conversation about foreign-trained medical doctors alone. But what about other causes? Now, you see, beyond the avoidance of strike in the Nigerian educational system, except, of course, you are attending a private university or you are attending a university that is not part of the academic staff student. No, ASU, yes. You're not part of that body. Then the chances are that you may not start and finish at the appropriate time. So the 4 years course you're supposed to do, you may end up doing it for how many years now? Maybe 6 years or maybe 7 years. The other day I was having a conversation with some of my colleagues who were, you know, we were in the same sets back in school and they were doing their masters. And then I saw the comment of one of them say, finally, after so many years, God did. And I'm like, what's going on? And she said, my sister, you see, that's our alma mater. Forget about it. You see, I started these masters in 2019. Or was it 2018? And this is 2023. ASU has frustrated me. I had to write, I had to pay school fees more than once, like 4 times or 3 times because of the strike back and forth. And I would not even advise my enemy to do their masters in that particular institution. And I said, wow. I un- understand what that means. I understand what it means. You know how, you know, when we were growing up, we planned our life. And we said, you know, by 20-something, we should have graduated, go for NYSC, get a good paying job, get married for some of us, have children for others. Well, it didn't work out that way for the vast majority of us because, hello, we could only afford to attend some of these universities that they were striking back to back. But then again, beyond all of those factors, what makes studying abroad appealing to those who choose that option and can afford that option? Now, it's one thing to be able to afford it. It's another to have, you know, gotten the opportunity by virtue of having a scholarship. Now, I'll talk about my NYC experience, the orientation camp experience. You know, when you get an orientation camp, you're supposed to do clearance. And then there's some people that will just come and say something like this. All Nigerian graduates, go this way. We'll go that way. All foreign trained graduates, go this way. We'll go that way. And you can see how some people will just be pride. You see those foreign trained graduates, the pride they used to have. Sorry if you're a foreign trained graduate, but you see the ones I saw at my orientation camp at Nawal Gbantai. There's this pride. So I said, let me ask these people, since we have not gone to abroad before, this abroad, they are abroady. You know, some of them, they are abroad, they've gone to is Ghana. That they schooled in Ghana. They carry themselves as foreign trained graduates and they are priding up and down. And they're expecting one level of preferential treatment. Or is it the ones that schooled at Cotonou, Benin Republic, that would just be forming foreign trained graduates up and down? When we see the ones that went to the abroad, we know that they went to the abroad. You know, they went abroad, they studied abroad. You see Edinburgh, you see Denmark, you see Ukraine, you see all of these people. That's on a lighter note, though. But then again, when it comes to doing the work, it goes beyond being a graduate. When it comes to showing expertise, when it comes to execution, when it comes to competence, can we really say that these students or these graduates who schooled abroad have an edge? What parameters can we use to judge, or can we use to gauge, the quality of education received abroad? And in Nigeria, I have never been abroad. I have never schooled abroad. I may not be able to give that answer, but I'm sure you have a colleague who schooled abroad. Or you have a colleague who, you know, somebody who schooled abroad, or maybe you schooled abroad. You should tell us. In education, the education received abroad, is it indeed of the best standards? Or is it just the name, I schooled abroad, or they schooled abroad, that seems to give them a superior edge or an edge of superiority over those graduates who schooled in Nigeria? Now, between a Nigerian-trained graduate and that person who was trained abroad, who will thrive better in the Nigeria workspace? Now, I've asked three questions, and I'm going to take them again. So you choose which of them you want to respond to. I start with the last one. Between a Nigerian trained graduate and a foreign trained graduate, who will thrive better in the Nigeria workspace? Is education received abroad indeed of the best standards when compared to that received in Nigeria? What parameters can be used to gauge the quality of education received abroad and that received in Nigeria? 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. Again, 0817-923-0002. And 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. If you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, do well to send us a WhatsApp or a Telegram message. On Facebook, we are Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And on X, we are at Nigeria Info PH. Now, some of you always fall into the temptation of calling the WhatsApp number. Please and please do not call the WhatsApp number. Send your messages only. A call screener is in standby to take your calls first before passing you on to us in the studio. In that case, me in the studio. So when you do call, the first voice you would hear will not be my voice, but that of the call screener. Real Gift from Port Harcourt Town. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
Good afternoon to you, Lady DTW.
Good afternoon to you.
Let me start this way. That's the way standard shower. You're taking bath. And somebody will use bailer. They water from bucket. You're taking bath. Any difference inside the two?
They both had a bath.
Thank you very much. So that's the way from here. Togo, Banya, Baranapo. You have gone outside. You have gone outside. That means now abroad you don't go. Now where my money reach? Now I go now. Is it not?
Abroad is abroad. I understand. Go ahead.
Well, this other issue. You said the yardstick to measure. I think one of it should be performance.
Performance, okay.
Of the individual involved now. It's based on the performance or the output of this particular person, that's when you can also measure if indeed the person who studied outside did better than the person who studied in this side of the divide. And the other issue of the picking between somebody who studied abroad and the one who studied there, it depends on what the person went out to study. For me as a person, I think when it comes to the issue of mechanical engineering or some aspect of the engineering, I prefer a person who studied abroad.
Okay.
Because it is in Nigeria where you see a mechanical engineer, they don't know where I'm from, they for motor.
Stop that. Stop that. I will not have it. I will not have it. What do you mean?
I'm not talking about reality.
What do you mean?
But most engineers, mechanical engineers, still carry their vehicles, so don't give this to for roadside.
So that the roadside person will see something to chop now. Yes, now. What are you saying?
Well,
the real gift. So that, okay, fine. Hold on. Let me give you an instance. I MC events. Did I MC my wedding? No, now. No, MC got seafood job now.
I won't take MC your wedding.
Exactly. How will I fix my car when there is another mechanic?
That is for only that day now. Is it not? If you take advantage of a blowing wind, go push down the plantain tree. After the wind, you go blame him on the wind.
Oh my God, I understand your point. I really do understand your point.
Me,
yeah.
I believe that. I think they should, even when they study abroad and come back, I think relevant bodies should still keep their memory to know if indeed the standard there and the standard over this side are the same. Because sometimes we know shortcomings is not only for Nigerians, they're doing from our side. Shortcomings is. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Zion from GRA, welcome to the Sunny Side. Go ahead.
This is so coincidental. Yesterday you accused. This happened again.
I accused.
You were accused.
What was I accused of?
A text message came to your phone that you picked gift, real gift, call and Mr. Zion called back to.
Okay, I get it. See, it's a course cleaner, it's not me.
He's not in school. I don't know how. I wanted to end the call, though, but it has been on the way for 30 minutes.
All right,
I
just go ahead.
I thought someone else would be there before me. The truth is this, it narrows down to that colonial mentality. When they came first, you see, they were embraced them as white people. We saw them like gods. Because they were strangers, we loved them. We celebrated them. Because it was our nation as Africans, as blacks, to love strangers. It was that same mentality that is still operating till today. This I want to tell you categorically clear. Based on my profession and environment I work, we have seen them, and most of them cannot deliver. When it comes to sound blasting, those that are in that industry understand what I'm saying. Who can do it better? It is we, as Africans, the black people, from the University of Nigeria. Until we change this mentality, our problem is the trust environment. If you give a Nigerian a person, go and build my house, give me 50 bags of cement.
Mm.
He will build a house with 30 bags and he will steal 20 bags and give you substandard material. Give him a book to go and print for you. Because of poverty mentality, it will give you a substandard quality in printing and it will cost 20%.
Mm.
Look at most of the road constructions in Nigeria, especially here in Port Harcourt, Bafu. Yes, we are a construction giant from the other side. But let me ask, who are those doing the job?
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Who are those binding the wire, driving the heavy equipment, making on the field? Who are those people? The difference is our problem is this poverty mentality.
All right, poverty mentality. Ida from Nkoro, welcome, Ida.
Yeah, Didi, thank you very much for this topic.
Mm.
Didi, if you come to East West Road now, there is construction work going on. Mm. And we have the white men, we have the blacks there.
Mm.
Who's not doing the work is the black. Is it just going to abroad, learn all this thing? It depends on where you want to learn all this. And depends on the decision you take to yourself.
Okay.
If you want to learn something, like somebody don't force, I go myself to learn something, I'll learn it very, very well. Someone that went abroad cannot even do more than me. When you come, like, just like what I am saying, who's like bending the wire is the black. Who's like mixing the cement is the black. Then the white will direct. Let the white will come and construct all those things then now. Look at how they are building. You see, the engineer are building perfect house.
But I won't go abroad. Okay, you study in Nigeria, you won't go abroad. Ikechi from Eneka, welcome, Ikechi.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The difference in the quality of education in foreign countries and the Nigerian nation is like comparing a river to an ocean. Look at some of the top private universities that we have in Nigeria.
Mm.
They work with Microsoft. They work with other major corporations. Even the World Bank. Can you say somewhere like Federal University of Technology, Akure, will be working with Microsoft? Because quality is the reason why education outside Nigeria has a different tinge to it. Now, the pride that comes from studying outside is due to quality.
Quality.
Now, a Nigerian schooled individual compared to a foreign school individual. It depends on the level of school they went to.
Okay.
If you went to a Nigerian private university, there'll be no difference between you and the guy from a foreign nation.
Mm.
Then if you went to a state university, where the governors there have their brains in, there will still be no difference. When it comes to selection in getting a job, appliance is not the level of education that matters. In total, it is actually the gift that you have.
Hmm.
Okay, let me tell you this. PhD medical doctors handled the Yoruba man in the UK and ended up messing his vocal cords up. It was a medical doctor in Osun State with a master's in medicine that fixed their problem. He now asked the man, who are the idiots who did disruption on you? He now said, a PhD doctor so for UK, they are best hospital. So it's the gift.
The gift.
The insight, the foresight. That matters. And not even the spirit.
You know, hold on. I'd like to engage you for a bit. Our consciousness is on the line. But the thing is, yeah, I don't know. But I think that sometimes that someone schools abroad is what we is of utmost priority to us. We don't even pay attention to whether or not the person passed well. So there is a first-class Nigerian graduate or a 2-1 Nigerian graduate. And there's this guy that schooled in maybe, what's the name of this university now? I'm trying to remember the name. But the university is abroad. And he schooled abroad. It's all that we think of. So, oh, the abroad educational system is of quality. Yes, it may be of quality. But then again, it's just like in a classroom settings where 30 students are exposed to the same knowledge from a particular teacher. 28 do well, and 2 of them do not do well. And you start asking, why didn't these 2 people do well? Same teacher, same environment, same classroom, same everything, same textbooks, same time, no difference. 28 probably did well, and 2 people did not do well. So even if the quality is world-class standard, prestigious, as you may say, what are the chances that they did well over there before coming back to Nigeria? That's another thing we should be thinking of. Consciousness from Rumibo. Oh, dear, consciousness. We lost your call. Please do well to call back. Susan and Elwan said, the difference is clear. Abroad is the best. Okay. Nene Joyce Wokama says, I've always had questions about quality of education here in Nigeria and abroad. And it is, why is it that some of our students in Nigeria schools that couldn't make JAMB cutoff points get admission in schools abroad always graduate with first class from the universities abroad? Why is it that Nigerian graduates adapt easily and do well abroad, whereas the ones that graduate from abroad need orientation here in Nigeria before they can adapt to jobs here? These questions are really, really cogent, I must say. This one is from WhatsApp. I cannot access it. Okay, you know what? We need to go on a commercial break. When we come back, we'll come back to all of these messages. And like I said, the conversation continues after trending stories and after the break, possibly if we have some minutes.
Are you ready for incredible deals on the latest tech gadgets? Look no further than Realign Phones and Technologies. Get ready to experience the future with up to 30% discount on all phones. And here's the best part. With our easy buy option, you can buy now and pay later, making it easier than ever to stay ahead in the tech space. And the excitement doesn't end there. Realign Phones and Technologies is giving away a brand new Android phone to one lucky customer every week from now until December. Will you be the next lucky winner? Visit us at any of our convenience store locations. Number 64 Okpara Road, Artillery, Port Harcourt. Number 75 Abuloma Road, opposite Femia Market, Port Harcourt. Find us at Royal Line, Garden City Mall, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt.
Hey girl, you and this fan vanille, don't you ever get tired of it?
I'll let that question slide, because I know you haven't had it in a while. Vendor, give my friend one fan vanille, please.
Wow, it is so creamy
and so tasty. Now see why I can't get enough?
Enjoy the irresistible Fan Vanille, vanilla-flavored frozen milk drink. Still extra creamy, still extra tasty. Grab yours on the go and enjoy pure refreshment. Fan Vanille, a quality product from Fan Milk Nigeria PLC.
Welcome back to the show. This is Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to the show. Before we went in the break, I think we had consciousness on the line. Consciousness, if you do not mind, I'd like for you to call back. But I think I want to go back to Nene Joyce's question on Facebook. Why is it that Nigeria graduates adapt easily and do well abroad, whereas the ones that graduate from abroad need orientation here in Nigeria before they can adapt to jobs here? Same question I have in my mind. Because you see, we export. Nigeria's export to other countries. You see, the Japanese doctors are going to do well. outside Nigeria, people from other, you know, fields as well. But then when they come here, it seems like it's a struggle. Now, I know that there are some countries that will pride themselves in certain areas. And if you want to be the best at certain areas, then you should go to these countries and learn. I hear India is now the tech, you know, tech hub or tech, and what's it called now? So if you want to do well in tech, you should go and study in India. I don't know of any other course. I'm trying to remember some of them. I also know that some companies, if you have 10 employees in that company, I tell you for free that about 8 of them were foreign trained. They just want to pride themselves as companies that have foreign trained graduates as part of their workforce. But does it accumulate to excellence? Does it accumulate to high performance? You know, we live in a very competitive time, and everybody who is even doing business is competing, because this is we're at a time where if I have an idea, I'm sure 10 more million persons have that same idea, and we decide to execute the ideas. So the cement industry, we have competitors. Engineering, they have competitors. Even in the media, we have competitors. All right, so people are usually seeking out the best, but the best, does it actually come from the abroad? Does it come from abroad? Or is it just like Real Gift said, giftings? Maybe, just maybe if you're gifted, it doesn't matter whether you schooled in Nigeria or you schooled abroad. Otto Kuala says schools abroad have security, good learning facilities, good cultural practices. But over here in Nigeria, what do we have? Any government school you go to right now, you find children sitting on the floor, some will stand, zero coordination, noise everywhere. The school's administration is only focused on the return on investment. Classrooms are overpopulated. Imagine having over 100 students in a school, in a self-contained. Please, Nigeria has a lot of work to do. But it was still under such circumstances that we had some of the best minds intellectually. Still from Nigeria. Mm-hmm. Not from anywhere else. Some people did their master's, their PhD, their VA or BSc here in Nigeria. They didn't go out. They didn't even... Still in this Nigeria. All right, welcome back to the sunny side. So I think we have roughly 3 more minutes to do this. Let's see how quickly I can read through your messages as we begin to round off the conversation, unfortunately. So yes, good afternoon, DDW. A mechanical engineer is very different from a mechanical technician. A man that studying engineering is work is to stimulate, design, model, and predict an advice for future occurrence. Engineer Kingsley, send that in. Didi, good afternoon. Let me state here that most of our graduates are theoretically trained and lack the required skill set to carry out the practical aspects of what they studied for years. My boss will always tell us that if he had known the time he spent in the university, he would have spent it in filmmaking, where he now thrives. After graduating as a mechanical engineer, the school took them on a tour, and on tour their bus broke down and none of them, including the professors that lectured them, could fix the bus. They had to wait for a roadside mechanic. Also, Nigeria, you have a better chance of getting hands-on experience as opposed to the case here in Nigeria. Black Tribe, hold on, I'd like to say this. There were lots of things I know, and I'm sure some of you had that experience, that you did not learn in the classroom. You see, the problem, I think, is that some of us wait for everything to be taught us in the classroom. So this is how it works. I went to school here. So I speak for my university, alma mater, the University of Port Harcourt. There was a course outline, and there were topics to be treated in the course outline. To tell you the truth, most times, we never really got to exhaust all of those topics. So the course outline was given to us, and we were given books. We were told for further reading, these and these, from different authors. It didn't have to be the books written by the lecturer who was lecturing the course. And some of us went ahead to read further and do our own research. while others chose to swallow and take only what was expended in the classroom. You know, only everything in the classroom, and that was it. So that was the difference between some of us who went the extra mile and some of us who say it's what lecturer so-so-so and so said that we would do. And it is what lecturer so-so-so said that we'll write in the exams. So yes, it may be that theoretically some of us did not thrive because, you know what I mean? Practically, some of us did not thrive because we did not look for avenues to. Because like I said, the university may not offer you everything.